A very warm welcome at the I Never Read, the Art Book Fair in Basel. My name is Danielle, and I'd like to welcome Eddie Hara. Hi, good afternoon.
Thank you.
We will speak a little bit about, of course, your art, because you're an artist. But right. I would also speak about your passion of cooking, because obviously you must have a passion for cooking. You shared a recipe, a special recipe in a book called Artists' Recipes. People can buy it here at the fair. Right. And you shared a recipe with squids, I guess.
Okay.
So
yes.
Can you tell us a little bit your passion about cooking and maybe seafood?
Oh, well, yeah. I'm Eddie Hara from Indonesia. I've been living in Basel for 17 years. And yes, if you talk about food, I mean, if you talk about Asia, Indonesia especially, it's food is important, and cuisine or culinary or cooking a very important part of life, or like everyday life. And and as you know, everyone knows that cooking is part of the Asian culture and it's daily life. And as an artist, it's part of their daily life as well, to cook either for the galleries, for friends, for also artist friends. And yes, I have the passion for food and for cooking, of course, and it's just like, it's not about surviving, of course, like in Indonesia especially, like they used to be called saltwater countries, like of course food is for surviving, but it's not only that. Mm-hmm. I think it's all about the socializing and social life, gathering and having fun together, sharing things.
Exactly.
So it's about sharing. That's why the recipe I did for the artist recipe book is also for sharing knowledge, sharing through the contemporary art, like you know, and also to give a certain promotion about our culture. You
exactly.
Know.
Yeah,
it's
that's
part of it. Like,
I was going to ask you.
Yeah, let's say like this is what I called myself, like culinary diplomacy.
Yes.
Something like that.
Someone told me yesterday at the fair, obviously his grandparents are from Indonesia, and he said, well, the spices are very important in our cuisine.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
So do we get those spices here in Basel, in Switzerland, in
yes.
Europe?
Yes, of course. I mean, the spices, the exotic spices, they call it, they used to call it in Europe, especially for Far East, Southeast Asia. Well, it's getting more common and common because Europeans, they travel. I mean, the young generation, they want to explore any kind of many direction in the world, like Asia, Africa, South Africa, and then part of it, of course, Indonesia. They travel to Bali, Java, Sumatra is a kind of Borneo, so they get used to it, like more spicy food. So Asian food like started to get flourishing in Europe like in the 80s when the older generation traveled there. But the younger generation now, they also traveled and exploring not only the culturally, but in the food part, they also explore it, you know.
And they come back home and they love it to cook the recipes.
Right. They practice it at home.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes. And why squid? Because my country consists of like 12,000 islands, and it's a maritime, the maritime culture, or let's say like the surrounded by the sea. So the seafood is also important for those who lives along the coast. Not only that, they bring the seafood culture to inland, where they also then could cook fishes, squids, or different kind of creatures, even seaweeds, they start to cook it now.
So when people look at your recipe, they kind of have this smile on their face because it's written something like, don't eat seafood, but then it's a squid recipe. I would like to speak a little bit about your art. I think there is always a lot of humor in it.
Well, my art has been always with humor, with irony in life, and or humor behind the irony. So when when Ado and Comenius challenged me, invited me to join the book, I said, wow, this is like really great ideas, you know, like, and what came to mind is should be something that I'm exploring now, or I've been exploring now in my art, and that is the weirdo or the strange sea creatures, what, octopus or squids? So I say, okay, let's do the squids. So I, and don't forget that Indonesia is the sea or the ocean around Indonesia is being explored, and let's say maybe in the worst case it's like overfished.
Exactly, overfished, yeah.
Overfished,
yeah.
By the Chinese fishermen, Thai fishermen, and other countries who always wanted to fill up the market, the world market, with the best tunas we have, especially in the east part, in the South Pacific. And they come with the big ships, like big trawl, and they took everything from our sea, and they throw the rest that they don't use. So that's why I said it was clearly written at my recipe, save our empty ocean. I mean, our ocean is getting empty, but still we can, you know, we still want to save it for the next generation.
And of course.
And seafood is not cool, of course. It's not because so many people want to have the best fishes from our ocean. And that's totally wrong. Squid is okay.
Squid is okay. Tuna is, okay. is not okay.
No, not
no,
okay.
No, I understand. Yes. The squid is not only in this book. I think there are more squids in your art.
Yes, of course, yes. Especially in 2013, I had a solo project at the Art Basel Hong Kong at the inside section, the solo project. It's all about the problems we have in our seas. So that's overfishing, not only by the foreign fishermen, but also by the local fishermen that they use the poison to catch the fish in an easier way. So they put cyanide to get the fish, get a kind of unconscious, and they catch easily, and then they put in a plastic bag with oxygen, and they export it to the market in Hong Kong or China, to the rich there. So this is our problem now, what we face.
So social awareness, consciousness.
Yes, environmental.
Is very important for you.
Yes, of course. This is what I'm speaking about through my art.
Okay.
Like environmentally speaking.
Okay.
Yes.
People who are wondering, where can I see the work of Eddie O'Hara? I think they have two opportunities in Basel.
Yes, yes. At the moment, yes. One is in town, really, in the middle of Old Town of Basel. It's at the I Love You graphic design office at the Hoedgasse number 6. There you can see my solo show projects. And then one at Cargo Bar, one of the, well, let's say, the coolest bars in town, you know, like there where the youth and the expats and all these mixed people of Basel from different background. There I have a group show with the local artists as well, and with my son. So yeah, just come and check it out. And
yes,
there you will see more sea creatures like coming or crawling on my canvas or on my paperwork.
Okay. Eddie Harif, thank you very much.
Yes, yes, thank you. And thank you very much for Danielle, who invited me for interviewing this event, and also for Ado and Comenius, who really, really great idea to invite so many artists from all over the world, big names, to make the plan or the ideas of the artist recipe book happened. And you know,
okay, then we're gonna mention shortly the website where you can check out the book, the
yes,
artist recipe book. It's on Jahic Rötlisberger,
yes,
and .ch,
yes.
And
you are
hopefully
welcome,
everybody
to
will
check out the I never
the
read
fair, exactly
fair,
yes, thank you,
Arabic.
Eddie,
yes,
thank you.
You're welcome, Daniel, thank you.